Hello, hello. Happy Tuesday, babies. Let's get something straight real quick, okay? You were not put on this planet to be a perfectly packaged personal brand, okay? You were sent here to speak the truth, to rattle cages, and to testify. We're going to start showing up without selling out. If you've ever felt gross trying to show up online, if every reel or caption or post starts to feel like a pitch. And if you're ready to throw your phone out the window because you love Jesus, but you hate selling yourself, this episode is your portal to freedom. We're talking about what it really means to show up without selling out, how to drop the pressure and how to stop performing, how to let go of looking polished and just speak from the place that God wrecked and rebuilt. Okay. We'll go over real talk and how that will always land harder than rehearsed content, how to create from conviction, not pressure, and what happens when you stop trying to be a brand and just let your story be a stand. You don't need to chase followers to be faithful, and you don't need to monetize your message to make it holy. Okay. So I just think it's time that we get loud, we get honest, and we stop ghosting our calling. Okay. This is your Tuesday reminder. You don't need a pitch. You need a word. Okay. Honestly, when showing up becomes worship, like you're not trying to convince anyone. You're just telling the truth. So this episode really is for anyone who knows that God gave you a story, but every time you're trying to share it, you feel like you're doing something wrong. Like you're too much or you're trying too hard. Or you're accidentally becoming one of those people. You don't need another script. You don't need another platform, and you don't need permission. What you need is a reminder, okay? You're not selling, you're witnessing. You're not performing, you're obeying. You're not promoting, you're pointing people back to Jesus. And this is about opening your mouth when it would be easier to hide. It's about telling the truth when that shame is telling you to shut up. And it's about letting people see your healing in real time and trusting that your obedience is the assignment. So let's unpack, what to do when visibility feels gross and why your testimony is enough without polish or without a pitch. What it is to really share from that conviction, okay? You don't owe the world a marketing plan. You owe God your yes. So this means you could delete all of those Instagram guru marketing plans and business scripts. You can get rid of all of that. You do not need to be perfect to be powerful. You just have to be honest, okay? That's why your testimony is enough without the polish. Like the devil really does want you to believe that your story doesn't count unless it's tied up with a bow or maybe has that six-figure income and fits into a 90-second reel with, the most trending background music and the catchiest captions. Okay, that's all lies. Straight from hell with a Canva Pro subscription. I just want you to know I did cancel my Canva Pro today. That was a tough one, but we did it. I did it. Your testimony isn't a pitch deck, okay? It is not a brand story. It is not a strategy. It's literally revelation of what God did in the dark. It's that thing that nearly took you out and the reason that you're still breathing, okay? And testimony is not about being impressive. We're not trying to keep up with the Joneses here. We're here to be real. You're not here to inspire. You're here to interrupt. That was probably one of the biggest things in this space is when people say, I inspire them. I don't want to inspire. I want to shake you into your potential. Being inspired is fleeting. I want you to be interrupted. I want you to make massive changes by taking massive responsibility. Your story is not a motivational quote. It's literally a warning, a miracle. It's a weapon. It's evidence that Jesus still raises the dead, and some of us were walking corpses before he got to us. You don't need a pitch. You need permission to tell the truth, even if your voice is shaky. And come on, you guys, I've been doing this for a while. My voice still shakes, literally. People don't connect with perfect. They connect with the present to be here. The most powerful thing you can do is to tell the truth before the breakthrough. That's why it's been so easy for me to take you guys through everything I'm healing, because it's just what's happening. So I don't have to create, I don't have to pull anything out of my ass. We're just going through it. Don't wait until you've healed. I wouldn't have done this podcast. Don't wait until you're skinny or stable or sober or shredded or speaking at some women's conference with a ring light and Dior lip gloss. If you're still in the fire, if the miracle hasn't happened, say that, because someone else is exactly where you are too. And that person does not need your highlight reel. That person needs your honesty. Unpacking a lot of my fears through the process of healing. One of the things that really I've used as an excuse, as a performance for my healing, is that fear of being successful, because I always want to be relatable. I always want to be relatable. And I have this big fear of like all the bullshit that's been fed to me from people that have succeeded. They just seem, it's too fake. I couldn't sustain that. And I couldn't have people relating to that. Who relates to that? To the perfect Instagram princess bullshit. Like, who genuinely relates to that? It's been one of my fears. We're unpacking that. We're, you know, I'm, it's, I, the healing is in process. But I've always promised that I will be real through all of it, because there is no perfection. No matter what success looks like to me or what it's going to feel like when I achieve whatever important goals are in front of me, at the core of who I am, I still don't change, and I'm still going to share the bullshit with you guys. Okay. No one needs your highlight reel. They need you exactly where you are. That part I shared with you guys about my laptop being on boxes, my microphone on boxes. I'm not bullshitting you. I'm not going to pretend it's great. And I'm sure shit's going to go down when I have my fancy, you know, podcast office too. People need your honesty. They need to know exactly where they are and how they get through it. Not that you're above it and you think you're better because, you know, you didn't struggle. Everybody struggles. And God doesn't need you to market him. He needs you to magnify him. You are not the point. The pitch is not the point. The provider is the point. So when you share your story, don't twist it into a hook. You know how many times I struggled and rewrote things because I felt like I had to have a hook. Every mentor I have, you need a good hook. You need a good hook. You know, or I'd water shit down so that people, I sounded palatable, you know. Don't dress it up to earn likes. You aren't promoting a product. You're witnessing a person. Your raw, ugly, still in process testimony. It's enough, because he's enough. And that anointing breaks through what the algorithm never could. He doesn't, God doesn't anoint curated feeds. He anoints the, guess what that word is? Obedience. I feel like I need to get that word tattooed on me. The reason your unedited, vulnerable voice hits different is because it's not you. It is the spirit of the living God riding shotgun in your surrender. Your testimony is enough because it's not about results. It's about reverence. It points people back to Jesus, not your system, not your link in your bio, not your 5 steps to freedom, just Jesus. I want that to free you. You don't have to be more polished to be powerful. You don't need to pitch anything to change someone's life. You just need to open your mouth and tell the truth about what God has done and what he's still doing, because someone out there doesn't need your highlight. Even they need your hallelujah, okay? Even if it's cracked. Even if you're whispering, even if it's still in the waiting. You want to share from conviction, not pressure. Like, you're not here to chase the algorithms. You're here to obey the assignment, and you've got to know the difference. Conviction moves you. Pressure manipulates you. Conviction feels like urgency from God, and pressure, that's all the anxiety from the world. Pressure's going to say, you better say this right, or they'll unfollow, unsubscribe, and talk about you in their group chat. Conviction says, speak, I'm with you. Yeah, pressure's louder, but guess who's right? It's always going to be conviction. Your job is to pause long enough to tell the difference. If you're writing from panic or fear or an energy of proving something, that is pressure. If you're writing from truth and presence, and I can't not say this, that's conviction. And I'm going to tell you, I've tried both. And when you're speaking from conviction, it is easy. It doesn't take that energy. When I write from panic or fear, I do an episode out of like proving energy, or I have to defend myself, or I need people to sign up on my bullshit, whatever that is. When I was set on performing for my healing, okay, which was probably like the past 2 years, it took so much energy. I was exhausted. Now this is easy. It's easy. My voice isn't a sales tool, it's a sword. That's it. You're not given a testimony just to engage your audience. You're given the mouth to cut through the darkness. We want to interrupt everybody that's sleepwalking. We're not here to seduce people into salvation. Conviction is here for truth, and pressure just wants polish. I don't want you to wait to be clever. I want you to be clear and say what God told you to say, period. And sometimes that means get quiet before you get loud. If you're always talking, you'll never know what's worth saying. So before you post, always pause, ask, like, God, is this from you or my ego? Am I trying to prove something, or is this me trying to deliver something? And you'll feel it. When the answer is conviction, you'll feel it. It'll sit in your bones. It'll irritate your silence. You'll know it's time, not because you feel ready, but because you feel released. I'm going to tell you something, okay? Because I've talked a lot in these past episodes about obedience. And the truth is, obedience doesn't always feel good, but it does feel clean. Like, pressure leaves me with that gross aftertaste, like all the second guessing, the shame, the performative spirals. Like, I've been an actress for how long? That's exhausting. And you're never really you. So yeah, there's a gross aftertaste. It's yuck. Conviction might still make you nervous, but it leaves you at peace with God, even if it pisses off people. I have still found that peace. The month of June is we burned it all down. I burned bridges. I burned bridges this month. Said goodbye to people in my soul, blessed and released. And I know people are pissed. I still hear the gossip. And it rolls off. It rolls off because I am anointed and I stepped into my power. And I know that my peace was with God. And it doesn't matter what anybody outside of me thinks or feels. It matters how I feel when I look in the mirror at night. And the truth is, if you're making everybody comfortable, it's not the truth. That's it. That's why my podcast pisses you off sometimes. Stop trying to sound balanced. Like, you're not sent to be digestible. You're sent to be delivered to help deliver other people. Your yes is the message. Even if you stumble, even if you say it weird, even if only three people like it, thank you to my three listeners. I love you the most. That trembling obedience, that's what carries power. God does more with your mustard seed than you could ever do with a marketing plan. I want you to stop overthinking and I want you to start obeying. Conviction equals that obedience with fire, and pressure is just that fear in a productivity costume. You don't need to prove, you don't need to pitch, you just deliver what God deposited. Everything you're about to do, ask yourself. It's not about will this perform. It is this what I was told to say? You know how many times I joke about typing and deleting shit? I don't do that anymore. I don't even type it unless I have that confirmation that it's a yes. That's what I'm supposed to say. That's it. So if the answer is yes, you post it, you say it, you live it. Then you log off and you go hang out with your kids. Go eat some fruit because you don't need to babysit obedience. You got to rip the band-aid off because you know the truth already. Like, you feel the fire, you hear the prompt, you see the opening, but then you're ghosting your calling still. Every time it's time for you to speak, you pretend that you didn't hear God because it made you nervous. And what's the truth on that? It's spiritual self-abandonment. Every time you feel the nudge and don't act on it, that's not waiting for clarity. That's abandoning the post. You said you were available. You said, God, send me. Then you hit draft and went down a spiral on Instagram. That's not cute. It's not spiritual. It's disobedience. Performing is overthinking. Stop romanticizing it. You're not confused. You're not scared. You're full of shit, and you're letting fear speak louder than God. Understand the real fear. It's not that you're going to say the wrong thing. It's that you'll fully be seen. You're not afraid of the words, you're afraid of the weight, because once you speak, you're in it, you're exposed, you're on the hook. Now people expect you to walk it out. But guess what? You don't owe them execution. You owe God obedience. Saying yes out loud doesn't mean that you're never going to screw up. It just means that you're finally choosing truth over hiding. Interrupt your own pattern out loud. You already know the cycle. You get the little nudge, and then you have an idea, and then you get excited. Hey, babe, I have this great idea. We have to go celebrate. And then I start overthinking that. That's the insecurity. Then I pause. Then I scroll on social media for 3 days, and then I just ghost it. Nudge, idea, excitement, insecurity, delay, distraction, ghost, over and over and over. I'm tired just listing it out. Next time you feel it starting, say it out loud. Nope, I'm not abandoning myself this time. That's me. I open my notes app, I hit record, and I start speaking. I don't wait for the polish, I don't wait for permission. I literally move. Disobedience often hides in delay, always interrupt it in real time. Let obedience become what regulates your nervous system. You keep waiting to feel ready before you speak, but what if obedience is what makes you ready? What if not speaking is why you feel sick and disconnected and numb? You're not stuck, you're silenced, and you did it to protect yourself from the pressure. But baby, you are the pressure. You carry the glory of God. You walk in fire. You don't need to wait for the room to approve it. Say it afraid. Say it while you're shaking. Just say it anyway. Stop ghosting your anointing because you're scared and it won't come out pretty. You know what else wasn't pretty? The cross. The cross and Jesus hanging from it. That wasn't pretty. Obedience is not always cute, but it's always holy. So if your voice shakes, speak anyway. If you fumble with words, come on, you guys, you've been listening to me long enough. You know I fuck up words all the time, all day long. Literally, my son is sometimes like, God, mom, are you drunk? Speak anyway. I slur my words, I mess them up, I stumble. I'm not polished. I've never even edited a podcast episode. Speak anyway. If you get one like and it's from your husband's burner account, speak anyway. Because when you don't, here's the thing. You're not just delaying your purpose. You rob someone else of their freedom because you're not speaking. That person hasn't seen the potential of stepping into the power of who they are. And the thing is, you're not waiting on a sign. You're waiting on a feeling that was never required. God already said, move. You're just scared to make it real. So there's a mirror moment for you. Will you keep ghosting your assignment or will you open your mouth and set captives free? Imagine, like Day of Judgment, you have to face all the times that you've ignored your calling, ignored your anointing, ignored saying yes. Every single time, if you think about that right now, if you think about every time you've ignored a yes, how many people have you lost because of that, that didn't have a chance because they didn't hear your testimony, because they didn't hear what was possible? Baby, show up without selling out. That's it. You were not put on this earth to just be a brand. You were sent here to be a witness, not to pitch your worth, not to prove your power, but to tell the truth about what has God done in you? What has he done through you? What has he done in spite of you? And if we're being honest, the reason showing up online feels so heavy is because somewhere along the way, your obedience got hijacked by bullshit optics. You start asking, will this get engagement? Are people going to like this? Instead of saying, is this what I was assigned to say? Real talk doesn't need polish. It carries that power because it's honest. It's always going to beat rehearsed content. You know, when I have people on this show, I don't give them a list of questions. And when I've ever been a guest, I don't want the list of questions. I don't want to rehearse what I want to say. I like real. I like raw. Rehearsed content is still just a performance. Real talk is a presence. You show up in your power and you let it go. And I've had the greatest conversations. And I've also sat across people who couldn't even begin to tell the truth of who they were. And there was no conversation because they couldn't perform, because they were scared to show up as who they really, really were. People don't need a perfectly edited quote card, okay? They need the raw, shaky voice saying, "I'm still in it, but God is here." Share the truth. What is he saying to you? What is he saying to you? When you speak from the real, people feel that. It doesn't come with a call to action, okay? It comes with conviction, and that's how we break the chains. You create from overflow, not obligation. You don't have to force content out of an empty well. Your job isn't to be consistent. Your job is to be connected. Overflow happens when you're rooted in the truth and when you're walking with God, not hustling for relevance. When you're letting your own healing lead the way, not some strategy checklist. No more creating because you're supposed to. Create because you can't keep it in. Release the pressure to be a brand. You were never meant to be digestible or marketable or on brand. You're not an aesthetic. You're not a niche. You're a living testimony. The pressure to fit into a box is the quickest way to kill everything that God gave you to set people free. Throw away the template, okay? Say the thing. Your power isn't in your packaging, it is in your presence. And it's not about monetizing your story, it's about ministering through it. When you turn your testimony into a pitch, you make you the hero. How guilty am I of that? How guilty am I of that? When you turn it into a stand, you make Jesus the center. It doesn't matter how far off the road I went. It doesn't matter how much I rebelled. What matters now is God gave me a new chance to have a real foundation built on truth and love and him. When you make him the center, that's when the real fruit shows, not like the fake likes, okay? No empty applause, actual transformation, freedom, fire. Your story doesn't need a hook. It needs honesty. It needs authority. It needs obedience. You don't need another brand strategy. I'm happy to help you with that. You know, I get asked about it. I'm happy to help you with that. But what you really need is a bold yes. You don't need a viral moment. Haven't we all prayed for that? This is going to be it. This will be the one that goes viral. You don't need a viral moment. You need an altar. Stop asking, how do I make this land? And start asking, what do I need to release? When you share from conviction and not pressure, when you create from overflow, not obligation, when you speak like you're already free, that's when your presence becomes a move of God. If you've been waiting for permission to stop performing and just speak from conviction, this is it. You're not here to just be the brand. You're not here to be liked. You're here to be obedient. When you do that, you don't sell out. You show up lit up. Let the people scroll past. Let the likes flop. Let the nasty messages come through Messenger all day long. Let the YouTube comments convict you. Let them stay dry. You said what God told you to say, and that's the win. And don't miss tomorrow's episode, okay? Because we're going there. What if the things you're actually scared of is them seeing you healed? Really? Like not messy, not spiraling, not relatable through trauma, exactly, but whole. That is my fear. And I'm unpacking that with you. And I want to talk about it. Because what if you've built your safety around being broken, right? And now it's terrifying to be seen as a version of you who's actually walking in power. We're going to talk about that. Okay. Like I said, it's just easier to take you through my own shit than try to pull stuff out of the air and figure out what should we talk about today. Okay. Final episode of the week drops tomorrow. Until then, stay bold, stay obedient, and stop ghosting your potential. Love you, babies.